Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Now we all remember this scene, don't we?
I was going to extremes, losing sight of all my dreams again.
This is as the Scotch team and Teen Wolf was coming back against, was it Jake? Who is the quote-unquote villain in Teen Wolf? Boof? No, Boof was not the villain. Boof was the love interest. On the text inbox, 30 texts answering the question. That's what I need. 855 Cub Talk is how you can text it. The morning after at InsideSTL.com is how you can email in for our Hot Shots email of the day. Hot Shots. Cardinal fans, join Hot Shots all season long for their Cardinal Ticket Tuesday giveaways. Hot Shots will be giving away a pair of Cardinal tickets every Tuesday night this season at every St. Louis area Hot Shots location. Come enjoy all the action on their vast amount of TVs and try their new Cardinal pitcher and pizza deal and register to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Cardinal game. And don't forget, bring your Cardinal ticket stub to Hot Shots the day after any Cardinal home win for a free Cardinal sample appetizer. Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill, the home of St. Louis sports fans for over 25 years. You can pony up tomorrow night for Cardinals and Yankees and Blues and Wild. How do you do? Kelly Chase is going to join us to talk Blues and Wild here in a matter of moments, live from Minneapolis, St. Paul, as the Blues win it 2-1. I watched it on DVR. I wonder how many people stayed up to watch it. Like percentage of people who were watching at 8:40, and then percentage of people who witnessed Joel Edmondson's game winner at 12:01.
How many people tried and didn't make it?
I failed.
My mistake was getting horizontal on the couch. I was sitting up. I was fine. I went horizontal. Next thing I know, I wake up, and it's like second period of the replay. It's 2 in the morning, and I'm like, what happens?
Oh, no, that's the worst. Plowhawk, how'd you handle it? Because I know you're up even earlier. You have a dog walking and...
I went prepared, took a little nap, went to Schnucks, got some meat grilled out, went to some ice cream shop, saw a couple listeners as well.
Wait a minute.
And so I was full, I was prepared, I was
whoa.
Ice cream shop.
Whoa, it sounded like you went to multiple ice cream shops.
No, ice cream shop. I think Fritz's was the name, Fritz's Custard over there.
Yes, that's right.
Big Bend.
Yep.
So I went there, saw a couple of listeners, one of which had 5 kids and looked like he was just having a blast.
Sure.
And so I stayed up for the most part midway through the third period. I did Ben Fred move, and man, the dog went on the couch. And I woke up as Edmondson. I don't know how it happened, as Edmondson was scoring the goal.
Look at you.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah. That's karma.
It was crazy. And then took out the dog and got a couple hours of sleep. But I feel great because I had that nap and I went to bed for about 45 minutes there in between the
three. You look good. You look.
You look spry. The Plowhawk always looks good, man. That Plowhawk always looks good. Maybe it's salt and smoke. I know he loves that salt and smoke. It's the official brisket of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. And Tom is opening up one right by my hood on the south side, Jennings.
Nice.
He's going to be on Hampton Avenue, the old Del Pietro's. That's where Salt and Smoke is going. Salt and Smoke. Tom continues to expand his barbecue empire. Guys, if you didn't finish the whole game, you're not a diehard fan. That's from Butch McGuire. I don't know if he's being serious or satirical.
Oh, it's probably serious.
Yeah.
Butch McGuire, I think, is a good texter, and that's not usually the line good
texters.
But because good texters kind of have a left side of the brain approach, and if you're the guy online screaming at people for not staying up, like it affects your life.
Right.
Yeah, that's probably not our audience. That's more like... You know, they're on Bernie's, thing right now.
What thing?
let's see what we got here. See, this is more our audience, Jennings.
Yep.
Hey, you guys ever dabbled in a poly relationship? It seems kinky, but I wonder if you lose out on a genuine connection to some degree. That's from the Barnhart Brawler. Now, the Barnhart Brawler and Doug are sideways. I don't know if what his relationship is with you, Jennings.
Good terms.
Ben Fred, good. Yeah.
I think we're good, yeah.
Yeah, I've dined with Barnhart
Brawler. But what is poly?
Iggy, is poly different than swinger? Poly is like having multiple, is polyamorous, I believe. Is
I see.
And I think it's like having multiple girlfriends or wives. Or
they have several shows related to that exact topic. And to me, I don't know a lot about it, but when I watch the shows, it's basically just having two nannies. Like, that's what the guy uses it for, just sex and nannies, because they do all the cooking, the cleaning, they deal with the kids. He goes to work and chills in his den, and then get to pick and choose who he lays next to each night.
That's
so
nice.
So, to me, it sounds kind of like a win-win.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Guys, brawler cries after sex. I think that's where Matt who bulls at Hank's. I think, cause it's always tough to find. I feel like I need to do one of those FBI mafia charts to follow who's at war with whom on the fan page. And I was not aware that Matt who bowls at Hanks and Barnhart Brawler were sideways, but something happened.
It's hard to keep up with the fan page.
Right.
Now, he tweeted at me yesterday, Matt who bowls at Hanks. I didn't respond. I'm sorry. I just saw it today.
You were pressed for time?
Right. I just don't.
He's on the patio. He was chasing that dog down.
The lesbos.
But he said, Iggy, I'm going to send in a very bad email about you today.
Oh, no.
But I'm just kidding, just so you know. But that was yesterday. I don't think we had an email from Matt who bowls at Hank's yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time, though, I don't get through them all. Now, that's the Sea Monster orders those emails. And I think that's one of the secrets of the success of the Hot Shots email of the day is that we have a manager in the Sea Monster who orders the emails, and he will put them together in the way that he sees fit, as in the best are at the top, and if you're at the bottom of the pile, the Sea Monster doesn't believe you should be read. That's what's going on.
So I don't want him to think that we didn't read that because I didn't want it read.
No, you appreciate those types of things.
It's not like they don't come in.
Right.
So,
guys, the Barnhart Brawler does not have to worry about his inquiry regarding polyamorous relationships. He will be alone his whole life. Thanks. That's from the franchise.
Now, that's not nice, franchise.
I was under a different name yesterday. Got to keep people on their toes. That's from Matt who bowls at Hank's.
Okay. Well, maybe you did send it in. Maybe it won.
The text inbox is about to blow up with Matt who bowls at Hank's and Brawler emails.
Mm-mm.
That's from Brandon in St. Charles. Yeah, I don't know what causes problems.
I don't either. I think everybody should just be together, be friendly.
During the election, people lined up on their respective sides.
But we're beyond that now.
So I don't know what caused it between Matt who bowls at Hank's and the Barnhart Brawler. Both key people on this show, Barnhart Brawler and Doug Sideways, and Matt who bowls at Hank's, of course, covered the Masters for us.
Yes, he did.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's a write-off for him.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting Kelly Chase here. He's in Minnesota after the Blues win. But Jay, I know you always like when we have fun with audio because the Plow Wild's on the ones
My
and twos
man.
Back there. And Jason Barrett released his latest.
Oh, yes. Just naming his name.
He released his latest podcast and kind of gives a take on his relationship with Doug Gottlieb.
Oh.
Now, Doug and I have personal history together. We've shared studios before.
What?
Although that was a decade ago and we were a lot younger and much more hard-headed. We had some fascinating battles, let me tell you. As a producer for Doug, his ADD could drive you nuts. On the other hand, my insistence on being perfect probably made him crazy.
Reset.
I will say this. Although he contributed to some of my hair loss in Bristol, he's a guy with a ton of talent and personality, and those traits have clearly made him an attractive commodity to ESPN, CBS Sports, and now Fox.
Yeah. Why has he left so many different places like yourself?
You just need to shut up.
No.
Didn't he say last week?
No.
Didn't he say last week?
You're going to hurt the ranking.
No, I mean, he always told us he was the lead producer for Dan Patrick. Last week he said he was producing, what's the name?
Darnell Cole's podcast.
No, guy was on the Golf Channel. Now he's got his own show on ESPN.
Everyone Scott will Van tell Pelt. You, we have to get better at teasing.
Got to tease better.
He was in the studio producing Scott Van Pelt. He's producing Doug Gottlieb.
Yep.
What shows did you produce? Make up your mind. What show did you produce?
So he was sideways with Gottlieb, Van Pelt. I felt like there was potential shade directed at me in last week's podcast.
I think that's obvious, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, we really weren't sideways. I was upset when he started firing my partners.
Right.
And hiring people I didn't know.
I don't know why you'd be mad about that, though.
That weren't as
seems
good as your partners.
That's why I now have in my contract and before even here, that I'm, you know, going to, when it comes to this show, have, you know, say who's going to be on the show. Just because there's a certain kind of offense that this show runs. It's chaotic, don't get me wrong, but we need the right pieces in order to run the offense. And some people are more monologue kind of hosts, and some people are more circus kind of hosts, and I prefer the latter. But again, that doesn't mean that one's better than the other. I just know the kind of offense I need to run. So he, I guess, I don't know why he couldn't name me. It's fine, but it really wasn't. It wasn't personal. He upset Martin. Martin quit. He fired the cat. And then I thought we were doing auditions, and then we were going to hire Doug, and then he hired Bob Fesco. So I wasn't happy about that. But it's not like I had a death wish. It just was like, hey, man, that's not cool.
It must be difficult when there's only about two or three people that like you. It really must be tough. And I know Seymour's one of them. You know, he's one of the few of the proud. You and Hoss and somebody else. That's about it.
Well, mine was personal because it's...
Yeah, you guys had a big relationship.
Well, I mean, he fired so many people, and I get that he was told to do a lot of it, but, you know, I mean, I sat in my meeting. I thought I was having a six-month evaluation for 45 minutes, and I was, Iggy, you're good at this, and you're perfect at this. You need to work on this. And I said, okay. He goes, so we're going to let you go.
What? Gotta go.
I thought we were having an evaluation here. Gotta what the hell's going on here? So, anyway.
You're right, Iggy. Having a bunch of random jobs and spewing on the radio sucks. That's from the 314.
No, I didn't say it sucked.
Oh. Guys, is this a real show or is it a parody? That's a good question from Stephen Wildwood. Mm. At times, I suppose, it's kind of a Colbert Report on Sports Talk Radio.
Yes.
Do you watch Colbert on CBS? Does anybody watch him? How's
awful.
That doing?
It's a political show.
I felt like, but I was wrong on Fallon. Even though I don't find Fallon to be entertaining, I get it, and I see how it appeals. The Colbert, and I didn't think it would be successful, so I was wrong, because it clearly is. But Colbert, I thought going in, I'm like, God, I think this one's not going to work either.
I just never was able to get over the fact that he's like Jon Stewart Light. Like, I just can't. Every time I see him, I think, oh, that's kind of funny, but I wish Jon Stewart was
right,
doing
we're
it.
Doing it. But the issue is that's doing that kind of format, like The Daily Show and The Colbert Report. This is hosting a late-night talk show, so I just felt like he's playing out of position. That's my premise. It's not a criticism of The Colbert Report or Daily Show or any of that. If anything, I find them amusing. But it's just like, it's like I find John Oliver's show on HBO to be brilliant, but I wouldn't hire him to host a late-night talk show.
Is that a good show?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I need to watch.
It's good entertaining.
Yeah, even when he has celebrities like actors and actresses, he still brings up politics. So it's kind of like The Daily Show, which isn't for late night talk.
Guys, I love Colbert. I watch him every day. He's smarter than everyone else. That's from the Barnhart Brawler. Here we go, Jenny. Maybe that's why him and Matt Hubbles and
they're sideways.
I don't know.
Yep,
I don't
could
know.
Could be the Colbert situation.
I don't think Doug would agree with that.
Doug would come from a Doug and the Barnhart Brawler have gotten into it. They have certainly gotten into it. Did Barrett come on to Iggy and get rejected? Is that why he got fired? Thanks. That's Butch McGuire.
No, I don't think he was gay. It's just he was terrible at what he did. He was a terrible people person.
Let's see. Barrett becoming a sports radio consultant is akin to Kevin Demoff becoming a football operations consultant. Thanks. That's from the St. Francis Fanny Slapper.
It's really one of the more fascinating things that I see in this world, that he believes that he is giving advice to radio stations.
Thank you for listening to the Barrett Sports Media Podcast.
I mean, it's just...
I have to tell you, I'm in a really weird spot.
I know,
here.
I know.
But no, this isn't a weird spot where I can't say anything while weird things are going on around me.
Not one of those deals.
Right. This is a different spot because now we're 10 years removed. He was in a spot where he was the hatchet guy, so he had to do it because they were losing money.
That is
because
true.
They mismanaged the business model, and so then they just had to start whacking people, and he was the guy who did it. So whoever is the guy who is the one who fires the bullet
right.
is oftentimes the guy who gets blamed, but in reality, he's the messenger. Now, with that said, the way it was handled, could it have been handled better? Yes, but I didn't realize that it wasn't him who wanted to fire the cat.
Right.
And I didn't know that until like 2 years later, until after the fact. And even though, and I didn't have experience as you had, so I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that I in a way, I feel like it's only right to defend. He's just really passionate about sports talk radio in a different style of sports talk radio than we do. I don't even think we do sports talk radio. So
thank God.
Yeah, I really don't have any. I don't have any real interest in doing that. I just can't get worked up.
You know, the NBA playoffs are around the corner.
Five,
yeah, I just that's
four.
So I have no problem with it. I just can't imagine that there's really a large market for it.
No.
But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Guys, I used to share a duplex in San Francisco and St. George and Carondelet. Thanks. That's from Carlos Danger. Kind of an update as to what he's doing, Jay.
What he's been up to.
Guys, can you get Iggy to give me back my Billy Jack DVD he borrowed 5 years ago? P.S. Brawler, keep that rhetoric south of Highway M, mister.
Yeah, P.S. Gift, put a ring on that woman and marry her.
Are you talking the Brawler? Or are you talking...
No, Injun Joe's caveman. That was him, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, you can know when it's him. And it's just, it's really a tragedy. And then he posts pictures of her on Facebook. Like, it's his, it's, Iggy, what's the, you know, the statute of limitations on an engagement?
Well, he's going on 9 years.
Yeah, so at least. Know.
And as far as the, I love Injun Joe.
Yeah.
But every time I see you and I apologize, oh, I didn't know you were going to be here tonight, I would have brought the tape back. He says, just keep it. So you told me to keep it, but don't call me out and say bring it back if you tell me to keep it. It's the worst movie in the history of cinema. I only got it because I wanted to see the broad walking through the stream naked.
Who is this we're talking about? Adrienne Barbeau?
No, she's a no-name actress in Billy Jack.
But you like her.
Boy, but there's nothing wrong with those Barbeaus either. I mean, wow.
Yeah, that's a cat, though.
Play. Strong.
Hey, guys, it's Jed, and I'm the produce manager at Hy-Vee in Springfield. I want to apologize for getting Iggy fired from being the starter on the first tee. That's from the Wright City Lemming. Were you fired in Springfield?
No, I was, but not by Hy-Vee.
I think his name was Ned.
I got myself fired, by the way.
You had a fun finish there. Big Al has awoken, and he wants to let everybody know he'll box Brawler in the next charity fight.
Beautiful. Well, isn't Big Al in his late 50s, and Brawler, I think, is in his mid-20s.
Yeah, I think that arm wrestling would be better, even though that things are turning on the arm wrestling situation.
And yes, Plowat.
I know Buck Swope. Tim, I know you saw this picture. I don't know if you remember. As you were doing the program at Hot Shots, Big Al was arm wrestling with a gentleman behind the scenes, and Buck Swope, the shutter spook that he had, the great one,
yes,
had this shot. Big Al is all the way on his knees, and it looks like he'd taken one of the biggest dumps on the planet. It is just gold.
Did he win the real wrestling match against Biff? Who won that? Because Big Al seems to be taking a lot of losses
lately.
He's
been stacking. He may be doing it for odds for a future bout.
I saw him get smoked by TJ and Cam at one of the events at Kirkwood Brew House. It was a shame.
Yeah. He had a cut on his head, but he did that himself with his crucifix, I believe.
Yeah. Happens.
TJ or Al?
Big Al.
No.
Big Al. Hey, send your emails in. Hot Shots email today. We do that in about 20 minutes here. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. Frank Cusimano will come your way. Lion's Choice. Famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano. And the Hollywood Casino Press Box. And Kelly Chase is going to join us on the program brought to you by Petromart as the Blues win it last night. A number of people did text in and say they fell asleep.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a second. Well, first of all, the second round game still can be late starts.
Yeah.
Not as many because half the teams, of course, are gone. But they could be late starts in the Western Conference Finals last year. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be.
Yep.
Because you're barring a wild card from the Central Division getting in, you're going to be playing a team that's in the Pacific time zone, and they're not going to start a game at 4:30.
Unless you move on in the postseason and there aren't many series going on, you're right.
Yeah, it's just the nature of the beast. At this point, I'm like, okay, this is the situation. I don't agree with it. I'm sure they have run their financials on it, and this is what makes the most sense for them.
But you don't tweet out every day.
They got to do it.
that it's, you know, it's coming. You knew it was coming.
Right. But after so many years, I'm used to it. I do think the fact that they started at 8:45 is disingenuous. You know that's going to happen. And then, like, about an hour before the game starts, the Blues and, you know, Wild will start at 8:45 tonight. It's just a delay. I mean, that Canadiens and Rangers game on NBC Sports Network, which I believe is the reason why it was pushed back, didn't end until 8:40. So, you know, just, and that didn't even go to overtime. That was just a, you know, quick game that ended in regulation with not a whole lot of scoring. So I'm just kind of used to it at this point. It's the nature of the beast. And, you know, it's unfortunate because, you know, even though I do not have children, I'm sure there are people, that's right, 4 months, I know that people, you know, who have young kids and they're excited about watching the playoffs, but they can't stay up to watch when you have a thrilling playoff game that ends in overtime, Blues win, and that's just not ideal for growing the game. I mean, it's just, unfortunately, it's what it gets down to. I remember in 2001 or two when the Cardinals were playing the Diamondbacks in the first round, the game started at 9 o'clock St. Louis time, and all hell was breaking loose over that. And it was a one-time thing, and it did suck. I mean, out there it wasn't bad, but here it was. And unfortunately, it's just something that we're kind of used to. And we'll, you know, now that I think about it, it would go through if the Blues did make a run. It would go through all the way through the conference finals, because unless somehow they would, I don't even know who would play that would be in the Central time zone. They're going to be playing somebody in the Pacific time zone, and that's when the games are going to start. They're going to start at 9 o'clock St. Louis time. Yes, Stephen Wildwood.
Hey, boys.
Good Steve? Morning, Steve. Steve's always chipper, Jennings.
Yep.
How you doing, fellas?
What's the good word?
I fell asleep last night, too, but then same as Plowsy, like 5 minutes before Edmonton corner, I picked up, and there it was. Him netting the winner. That was awesome. That was a really good game, and it's going to be quite the pony on Wednesday, Cardinals Day game, and then 8:30 that night is the, or 8:45 is the Blues game. So if anybody's going to be downtown all day like me, let's have a few beverages and root on some winners.
Yeah, that would be a nice way to spend a day, Cardinals and who are they playing next? Is it the Reds back? No, the Reds are back next weekend. It's back-to-back
Pirates,
weekend,
right?
But it's the Pirates. Yeah, the Reds, both their weekend series in April are against the Reds at Busch Stadium. So a day game, and then you have the Blues, and that's another late start. 2 days off in between games three and four. But hopefully the Blues will be in a hell of a spot at that point. I don't know. I really like where I don't know. I'm quite curious to see how Minnesota comes out tomorrow night. I mean, the Blues played about as poorly as you could play and got a win, and they're just, I just don't see them duplicating that performance. The other side of it is maybe Minnesota's just better, but I just don't think that's the case. I could be. What the hell do I know? What's going on, Ben? You're laughing at the text inbox. A number of texts did not like Steve's call. Great story, Steve.
Anybody calls in and it's over.
Yeah. You're not used to seeing the text inbox. It doesn't matter who calls in.
No.
It could name the most well-respected figure, and they call in.
And it's over.
And it's over. It does not matter. Tim, my wife is pregnant also. Can I name him Timothy Michael? That is from Grimey from South County.
That's a gong.
You think that's a gong?
That's a gong. Naming your son after you, yeah.
You got to do better with the dunk gong.
Tim, I am putting Gary Bettman on notice for the start times. How do I explain this to my 18-month-old? That comes from Mae Young's newborn hand. I don't care enough about any of these idiots to hate them, so F off. That's from Steve in Wildwood.
Oh, that's a good response.
Let's see. Steve and Wildwood, a casual boyfriend, and I are going to be downtown. Let's meet up, tuck our sacks back, and trib. Mr. Nipples. Tim, do you ever listen to Axelrod's podcast and touch yourself? I sure do, because I'm a liberal. That's from the Barnhart Brawler. Did somebody change like a conservative's text name to the Barnhart Brawler? Is that what's going? Because I feel like right now we're getting a satirical Barnhart Brawler.
We're going to have to get some sort of investigation. Elliot Davis or something.
To see who's changing the text inbox names. I don't know who would do that. I don't know who.
It has to be Hoff.
Seymour Hoffman.
My money's on Hoff.
Maybe it's not
Gardner.
Maybe it's not a producer.
You're sticking up for producers.
Can you picture?
No, Plowsy will throw anybody under the bus.
Yeah, Frank.
No, Frank doesn't touch the text.
Martin, I actually could. I could picture Charlie doing it.
Yes.
I have to tell you.
Yes.
I could picture Charlie doing it. I don't think Cammy knows how to access the text inbox. I don't think TJ looks at the text inbox because it gets him angry.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine Hannah being in the text inbox. And I don't see Whitener or Eric, so I guess it's Charlie. So I'm going to throw Charlie under the bus, just like the Plowhawk throws all the producers under the bus. That's where I'm going.
Charlie's doing it.
Charlie's the one who is changing people's names.
I don't look at the text, and I have no clue how to get into the text inbox, so I'm out.
And that's probably best.
Barnhart Brawler says, nope, it's all me. I'm just making fun of myself.
Hmm.
Man, it's like a level. Guys, Tim, I was showering last night with Igor Kravchuk, and he thinks the Blues are bought in and will advance in the series. Thanks. That's from Mae Young's newborn hand.
Mae Young's having a big day.
Yeah, Mae Young has really become a force. The Plowhawk liked it, and the Plowhawk's laugh is brought to you by the Post Sports Bar and Grill. And the Plowhawk has people sponsoring him, like Garrison's River Resort, Jennings. Do you remember any board ops in the past getting endorsement deals?
I mean, when you think of the fact that Stedman never did it, really.
But he hadn't talked. That was part of the problem.
No, he did not talk much.
I mean, I'm the Postmaster General. You got Salt and Smoke sponsoring my cigarettes.
Right.
I mean, you got all that. And, of course, you have Garrison River
Look
Resort.
Look at you.
You know, the summertime comes around. You just want to get in the water and with a bunch of other guys.
Right.
Well, this time, you can actually do it here at Garrison's River Resort. Pony up on a float trip in Steelville, your summer getaway destination canoeing, camping, and more. That's what I like, the and more, Jay. You can fill in the blanks from there.
I will.
Don't like packing a lunch? I'm too lazy to do so. Check out their barbecue splash package and let them do the cooking for you. Make your reservation for Garrison's River Resort 2 weeks in advance and receive 20% off your camping when you mention 590 The Fan. Book online at garrisoncanoe.com or give them a call at 1-800-367-8945. Garrison's River Resort. Let's pony up together.
I think you and Mace Dog and some of the
Reef.
Others.
Oh, we bring down Reef.
Yeah.
Get Rick and all out of San Fran area. Bring them down to Steelville. We'll have
have a buddy who moved to San Francisco?
Oh, he's straight ball. Oh, he's straight baller. Worked at
this is a guy from Canton?
Yeah, he's my best buddy. Graduated at the top of the class in Carbondale, got a job at a really good accounting firm.
What's he do, baby? Oh, he's accountant.
Yeah,
wow.
And wanted to transfer, had nothing.
And he hangs out with you and Reef and Mace Dog and smokes chronic at picnics?
Yeah, but he doesn't associate, depending on what crowd we're around, he sometimes
won't
associate. Yeah, if he's around his accountant buddies, who the hell are these guys?
Is he banging them two at a time out there?
My God, this guy is.
Does he actually live in San Francisco?
Yeah, oh my God. He got lucky and knows a girl out there who's actually overseas for 8 months and getting a free place in San Francisco.
Oh, that'll save you about $45,000.
Yeah, and he already makes, six figures. Definitely in six figures in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, if you're in San Francisco.
You better be.
Yeah, absolutely. God bless
him. I'm sure he'd love to come to Steelville,
Why wouldn't you?
Biff is sending me pictures of feet, Jennings.
Yeah, he's sending bottom feet. We want top feet.
Oh, what's the deal with that? That's your preference?
I would rather see the top of the foot than the bottom of the
foot.
What's
that all about?
Is
that part of the deal?
You want to see the toes, the top of the toes.
The toes. Thank you, Ben. I would rather see, I'll play with the whole sucker, but.
The whole sucker.
Yeah, but I'd rather see the tops.
What'd you make of the bottoms, though?
They're all right, but that bottom.
Doesn't sound like you're a fan.
The bottoms don't do much for me.
Interesting. I didn't know that there was a specific part. That
it's
really
the bottom. Everybody's foot bottom is pretty much the same.
What is the best angle?
Looking right down on them, or if I'm working them over, it's maybe them seated and me seated, and then the foot is up, and there's more to see. And it's
do
good.
You like to, as you're fondling said foot, maybe glance up and look at them and see how they're enjoying it?
Are no
you
question.
So, I didn't know if you were so locked in on each toe.
Again, if I had a fetish, I would be more locked into the foot. I am really, I'm doing it for two things. For the listener and for the participant.
But you've done this when you're not on the air, so then how does the listener benefit?
Because I am gaining more knowledge for future Foot Fetish Fridays.
It's practice, man.
Yeah, I guess so. It's like you're out on the range by yourself.
Right. I'm working on my move.
Right.
And it all started at Wren Lake, so.
So when you're doing this, have you done this with 100 women at this point?
I think we're probably in the trip digits.
Okay. Yeah. What percentage actually do you believe, deep down, honestly believe, enjoy this, and what percentage are just creeped out by the whole event?
I'd say 10 like it, 10% like it.
That's not a great percentage.
I would say 60%, 10% like it, 70% are okay with it, and then 20% are like, wow, I can't believe I'm letting this fat guy do this.
Anybody on Foot Fetish Friday that you can cite that our audience would know that you would say did not like it, and then anybody in our Foot Fetish Fridays that you say really did enjoy it.
There was that hot blonde from a restaurant that we did back on the old joint. I mean, I thought that we could...
Be careful.
I understand.
I see where it's going.
We could leave and continue it somewhere else. I thought if I would have said, "Hey, honey,
who was this?
What are you doing?
Do we have a name?"
Oh, yeah, but there's so many. But this was a hot. I mean, a hot blonde,
like legitimate hot, legitimate.
Oh no, legitimately hot. You were like, how you doing, honey?
I was on board.
You sat up straight.
Yeah.
Was that the day we brought like five in from DBs?
Yes. Okay. The DBs, DBs blonde girl. And the one that probably didn't like it, and this gal was, we became Facebook friends. Her name was Stacy. And she had good feet.
What happened? What went wrong?
I just don't think anybody had ever worked
them
over.
Was this the one that was done at, on the pool table at Friendly's?
No. No. That gal thoroughly enjoyed it. She thoroughly, and she liked it more when I put the taco sauce on him. And again, that was a listener move. But this gal, Stacy, was a really nice gal. She was tall. She had great games, wonderful legs. And I just don't think she had anybody work her feet the way I did. And I think it threw her for a loop a little bit. She started to slide a little bit.
So it wasn't a case of, oh, was that the blonde who liked it you're talking about?
The blonde loved it. The blonde loved it. Stacy liked me and liked the being there, but I don't think she liked her feet. But she had nice feet. That's the thing. Some gals just don't like their feet, period. They could have hot feet.
And what's that about? What is your psychoanalysis given to you on the reasoning? I'm enamored.
The studies that have been done and that I've been involved with, they're just is people have feet issue, and I understand that. I go into this knowing that some people think it's weird that I have a fondness for feet, and I have to deal with it.
I think it was late 98 and then early 1999 as I was beginning my exit from Columbia to my first television job in wonderful Little Rock, Arkansas. Mm. And I had two girls in a row where they insisted that they kept their socks on. I'm like, all right, whatever blows your hair back, that's cool. Because it didn't really matter to me, but right. I'm just like, I have to tell you. Here's what I have to tell you.
Yep.
And now that I'm out of the game in Jennings, I'll tell you what, I've been out of the game now for a decade.
Yep.
But to me, it's a bit of a turnoff because it conveys insecurity, and insecurity about anything
yep.
is going to most likely lead to self-consciousness, which is then going to lead to not being as big of a freak as I need
right.
at this point.
Because no
I've been looking at porn since I was four. And so
right.
at this point, I need weird things to get there. I need weird things.
There is. I do. A lot of people would think I probably search for feet porn. I don't. Once in
you
a while.
Not. But
once,
you know about WikiFeet like nobody's business.
Well, and WikiFeet is an industry standard. I mean, that's
like the hammer.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the Bible.
Tool.
That's the Bible. But I will stumble across like two gals playing with each other's feet and then some. And that's nice. You know, it's nice.
How do you stumble across that?
Well, like I mean, when you're TMZ. Looking, you know, when you type in MILF.
Joe Cassidy on Twitter, you get plenty of that.
I mean, geez.
I had to mute her.
I did too. I had to mute her. It was
and
too
she
much.
And she follows me, but I had to mute her.
I mean,
I'm certain she muted me.
It's too much.
Although I don't really tweet.
It's too much.
But
like there, right
yeah.
there, the picture Ben Fred's got.
Nope. That's on the text line.
Yeah, that Ben. So Ben can have his plausible deniability. Ben, these are just getting sent into the text
right,
inbox.
Right.
Let's see. Jay, I love feet too. Can I be your intern this summer? Thanks. That's from In Hoke, No Joke. Are you taking interns out at Normandy?
Not yet, though. Not yet.
Well, you got to see that whole foot. If you're sending in just the bottom of your foot,
that's it. You can't do bottoms.
You can't do that because then when you see the top and it turns into like
that'd be like showing underboob.
You know, the nails are like burnt Fritos.
Okay, now here, Big Al is sending in pictures. He said, here, Jay, my wife, Jeannie's foot.
Now, Jeannie's a fine woman.
I just took it now. She's sleeping.
I think that's a crime.
And then he sent it.
Can't be legal.
I don't think he would
that's
take.
What's going on in the text inbox? Right,
the best part of Big Al is Jeannie.
Is that right?
Yep.
What about his Khalil Mack jersey?
No,
it's
Jeannie.
What about
Jeannie.
The cologne that he keeps on his dashboard?
Jeannie.
Six bottles of Curve.
Jeannie. And if you notice, Jeannie's smart enough not to come very often to the show.
Yeah, I think we understood the former was probably the case.
I wanted to make that caveat.
Well, you could have been right with the first one, too.
Tim, my baby is due in June. Would you raise him so he'll be more like you? That's from the season.
Wow.
I think I'll probably have...
That could be a deal for you on the side.
Yeah, I think that's I probably will have my hands full with the one that we will be having in August. So I will respectfully decline the offer. But Ben, maybe you can practice now that you're an engaged man. Maybe you would like to take up this offer and
get a little test.
Yep.
What's it pay?
I didn't send the text in, but yeah, the texter can send in the fee, and then perhaps you can get a little side job.
Oh, well, see, now they're sending in gross feet.
No, well, see, that's the other thing that happens.
Well, the text inbox is rough.
Well, but they should know better. It happens once in a while on the fan page, and it's not right. you should not post bad feet on the fan page.
Now, all you've just done is
I know.
People...
I guess I did. Yeah. It's like Larry Nichols. No shout outs.
And I apologize because I sent Mama June's feet into the fan page.
Yeah, you started a little bit of it. That was nice.
Yeah, Larry's now doing intermission reports on Facebook Live.
The other day, there was 48 people watching it, and like people are having conversations.
Yeah, he breaks down the Blues game, but
well, then, half of it's live spots.
But then now he's got like three sponsors.
It's unbelievable. He's just wherever he goes, he's now doing sponsorships.
He's got Ryan Kelly. He's got the independent tire dealers.
Yeah.
He would be a great play-by-play guy. You know, the Blues one he did yesterday wasn't that great, so I didn't pull any audio for that. But when he does play-by-play for the Cardinals games, it's like Danny Mac is running around in that body.
I don't know about that.
It's great. I would absolutely love to listen to Larry.
What does he do play-by-play of?
He watches the car because he does a SmackDown Live pre-show.
He's a multitasker.
And a Cardinals update. So he's watching the Cardinal game while giving a SmackDown update, and people ask, hey, what's going on in the Cardinal game?
People say, give me a score update.
And he's like, we got Piscotty up. It looks like a 1-2 count.
That's
and then
not bad, but it's nice.
2 minutes later, he goes, oh, yeah, by the way, Piscotty got out.
And like every 10 or 15 seconds, got any ideas on home loans?
Ryan Kelly's getting his money.
Oh, to say the least.
On that deal. Hey, we have our KFNS golf card. We have so much going on here. We have the Lemmings Days at the Rock, which you can register for where? Normandy Golf.
Go to normandygolf.com. Go to the online store. But don't do it if you don't like having fun.
That's right.
And we recommend ladies between the age of 33 and 51 to sign up.
That's what your sweet spot
is. That's our target market.
Welcome in for that fun and game. Starting on May 10th. And then we have this. And the weather, the forecast is outstanding. Cletus texted me. He wants to play again today. Jennings, that's Cletus.
He's got the bug. He doesn't miss many tee times.
He's playing today, but he's playing at noon. And that's I got to be in at the office at least for some time today. But the weather, the forecast is outstanding. And if you want to get a great deal, we are introducing the KFNS Gateway Golf Card. Now that the weather is warming up, played Persimmon Woods yesterday. It was an outstanding shape. You said Normandy is an outstanding shape.
We're getting there. Yep.
So these courses are now getting into their sweet spot as far as their conditions go. And the weather at this point is the perfect time to be playing because it's not too hot, but it's certainly not too cold. The forecast in the high 70s, low 80s over the next couple weeks. And so now you can take advantage of the KFNS Gateway Golf Card. Your chance at big savings throughout the 2017 golf season. The cards are on sale now at InsideSTL.com. Users receive 4 18-hole rounds with cart, 1 9-hole round with cart, and 2 large buckets of practice range balls over $250 in golf value. And you get it for $125. Mm. Tapawingo, Aberdeen, the Quarry at Crystal Springs, Belk Park, and more. Tee times can be made anytime Monday through Friday. And afternoon on the weekends, save over 50% on golf this spring and summer with the KFNS Gateway Golf Card on sale now at InsideSTL.com. We have our Hot Shots email today. I guess Kelly Chase is not going to be with us, unfortunately. Seamaster was calling him, and it went straight to voicemail. And I apologize. I really was looking forward to hearing from him. On last night's game, but unfortunately, we were not able to connect with Chaser, so perhaps we will catch up with him tomorrow in advance of game two at Minnesota. Looking forward to a big weekend in sports with the Cardinals in New York and two Blues playoff games, one on the road and then one Sunday afternoon at Scott Trade Center. I saw they're still promoting that tickets are available. Do you recall, Ben, if that has been the case recently? I can't imagine there were tickets available for the Blues and Blackhawks first round series last year. I don't know if it's because of the Easter thing. I don't know if it's because of the Minnesota Wild thing. I don't know if fans are, after six straight trips now, getting back into how we were.
Yeah.
Kind of just like, oh, whatever.
Wake me in the second round.
I don't know. I don't know. What do you think's going on there?
I imagine there aren't too many left. No. But yeah, I would think the Blackhawks sell out, but a lot of that is from Chicago too. I mean, look how many Blackhawks fans come to St. Louis for those games.
I wouldn't think a ton of Minnesotans coming, but
probably Janie the lesbian.
Is she coming back?
I gotta be careful. To St. Louis. Yeah, coming back to St. Louis.
The Viking Queen.
She is so cool.
The Viking Queen? You've met the Viking Queen?
No, I haven't met the Viking Queen. I'm talking about Janie
the lesbian.
Yeah, I've seen pics of the Viking Queen.
What do you think?
It's a good play. Yeah, I think they're. I love the happiness factor.
That's an interesting answer.
Yeah, that was an odd.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I mean,
long drink of coffee.
I want to. I mean, you know, I'm always hoping for the best in everything, and she's a fine girl.
Jay, my girlfriend's 33 and looking for a guy to finally pleasure her. Thanks. That's from the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Yeah, let's bring her out to the Rock Road. The Rock
Lemmings,
Road.
Lemmings Days.
Yeah, Lemmings Days. Be good for her.
Guys, I was trying to have a conversation with you during Larry's update, Tim. You weren't having it. That's from Inhoke No Joke. I didn't see it. I just go in there and ask Larry about Bill's hole,
and
he doesn't respond, and then I kind of go on about the rest of my evening.
Well, it really is tough for him because he's got all these people asking him questions.
Right.
He's got live spots. He's got wrestling updates, and he's got hockey updates.
So I guess what I need the audience to do, we need a concerted effort. Everybody needs to ask about Bill's hole, and then I assure you it'll get answered. That's what will happen. That's what we need to happen. Guys, Larry joined the Blues Lounge yesterday, and we couldn't be happier. It's from the History of Tower Grove South, so he has... He got through. I didn't think our listeners could get through the Blues Lounge.
I think maybe he's talking about the one that
that's mocking the Blues Lounge.
Chrissy created, right?
So Larry's in there now. Perfect.
Yep.
Bert Early Cutlery sponsor of the Cuts of the Week, and we will have that for you tomorrow. And Bert Early Paper Company, selling fine equipment for the domestic and professional kitchen. All your favorite kitchen tools, gadgets, and gizmos from the names you love and trust. Quality products at quality prices. Free local delivery, no minimum order. Register paper, gloves, to-go containers, trash can liners. It's all at Bertarelli Paper. And, of course, you have Bertarelli Cutlery right there on the hill as well. It is time for the Hot Shots email of the day. A Lemmings lunch is on the line. Here we go. Morning, fellas. Nice win last night for our boys. That Jake Allen was spitting wood and nickels. He saw more shots than Jimmy Kahn, but not as many shots as my eager face when I have a sleepover with Doug and Ben Fred.
Whoa.
Thanks, the hipster Dower Grove South. And you got dragged into that.
I want to be in the Doug stuff.
Yeah.
He needs to get back here.
Tomorrow.
Guys, Plops here. As assistant program director right now, I'm going to take a page out of Tim's book and offer some transparency before the post queers up the story. This revolves around Doug's absence from the show this week. As it turns out, I suspended him for 1 week's time, and he's right now sitting at home not feeling very good about it. Last week, this year presentation hosted a live remote at Hot Shots in Wentzville. All of the hosts were in attendance, along with several of the gay and mentally ill members of the fan page. Over the course of the two-hour broadcast, many things took place that the management of 590 The Fan found to be uncalled for. As Tim has said, these events in the past, it just got away from us. Specifically, I'm talking about Doug calling the fiance of a station advertiser a tranny, and then following that error in judgment by calling the young women employed by Hotshot serving food and drinks trannies. Guys, we cherish our advertisers and the relationships we've built with them over the years, and behavior like this shan't be tolerated, especially not when we're balls deep in Lent.
You ever heard balls deep and Lent together?
It's a new phrase. Get it together, you tired old queens. Thanks. That's from Misty Plops, assistant program director.
Plops.
Yeah, one of the best in all time. Howdy. Hoffman is the one changing the texters' names. Wow, this is set with
breaking
some degree of certainty. But he's only doing it to cover for Frank. Frank is a respected journalist. He shouldn't have to read embarrassing, vile names from the likes of Doug's alabaster ass cheeks or Iggy's lesbian neighbor creeping binoculars. Come to think of it, emailers' names should be changed to more accurately describe them. Examples: Misty Plops, Captain Lemming's Lunch, Justin in Columbia, the Producer Destroyer, Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. Not funny. This comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day.
Nicely done.
Morning. A haiku. Trannies, come hither. Taste my steamy golden waste. Landing strip so taut. That's from Deke Dotum, Jennings.
Deke. You got to meet Deke's mom.
I did.
You got to meet
Bruce.
You got to meet Richie.
What does she think about him?
I'm not sure she knows the full extent.
Well, she said he's a really nice young man. He has a girlfriend, as if...
You wanted to validate.
Cutting off at the pack. I wasn't even asking.
She gave it up.
Yeah, because I guess maybe she's familiar with some of his work and then assumes that because of the material...
There might be a belief.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Guys, I love the playoffs. I'm sorry, not sorry, huh? Last night, three of my gal pals came over to my downtown loft to watch the Blues game. I told them to wear their faves jerseys and boy shorts. They obliged. Stacy and Jasmine showed up in Nino Niederreiter jerseys, and Cindy and I wore our Federko throwbats. The game was exhilarating. We laid upon my bed when Sobey netted a biscuit banger, and I noticed Shay and Jasmine playing footsie. What are you guys doing? I asked sheepishly. It's good luck, they said. Want to join us? Cindy and I looked at each other as we took off our Winter Classic jerseys to reveal our taut 22-year-old B-cups. OMG, we're really doing this, I whispered. Just as Edmondson netted the golden clapper, I felt my body quiver with the thunder of a thousand storms. I love the playoffs. That comes from Gary. No, I mean Chloe, the real girl. Wow.
That's good stuff.
That's lesbian erotica.
That might be the top of the list for me.
Guys, I don't like in that post commercial where Plowboy says, Matty Carp, no, stop it, knock it off, quit, no, that is all, do good, avoid evil, Barnhart Brawler.
Just read copy like everybody says.
That's right, whatever's in the prompter, Plowhawk. And Barnhart
Brawler. You didn't do that yourself.
Barnhart Brawler, very active today. When Doug is not here, the Brawler's more active.
Well, he knows he's got a chance.
Guys, a couple things stood out to me from the 7 o'clock hour. Number one, is the cat taking a 3-hour train ride because he's Jewish and Fox Sports uses United Airlines? I think that's anti-Semitic, but I don't know. I don't know. Growing up in South City,
it's hard
we didn't
to
really
tell.
Cross paths with, like, when we would play St. Ambrose, it would be a big deal because that was different, you know? I mean, for South City,
wasn't like
you're
playing
diversity. It's like, what shade of white in Christian are you? That's all we knew
You didn't play yeshiva very often.
No. Number two, Randolph, my man, you had me dying after saying about three separate times that you only got to watch the last 10 minutes of the third and then fell asleep in OT. You then proceeded, like, 15 minutes later to tell us just how tremendous Jake Allen played all game.
Well, he must have. I mean, how could he not? I listened to the 10 minutes of the second period.
Were you watching on your phone at Neil Diamond?
No, I'm not that big of a goof.
You also said verbatim, if they can win game two, you do set it up for a quick series, and that'd be the best case scenario. You simply can't get this analysis anywhere else.
Damn right.
Jay, you do you, man.
Yep.
Brah. That's from the White Collar Gangster. Maybe he's mad at you because you've caressed the feet of his lover, Tony.
Tony and I are tight.
I got two more, if that's all right.
Sure.
It's two more, fine. Here we go. Couldn't listen all day long today, but glad I got to hear Tim describing Edmondson's goal to Jay Jr. How lucky are we to have someone who so vividly could explain what happened since, you know, there's no way for Jay to see that goal anymore. Maybe that's Doug's way out of the business. Start some type of technology and stuff where you can see sports highlights that happened the night before. High-level operation, fellas. That's from Lord of my parents' base. Jay, they're mad at you for not
I don't give a rat. That's ass that they're mad at me. I'm not going to wake up in the... I woke up at 6:12. I got my fat ass out of bed. I drove to Starbucks, and I drove here and had a couple of smokes. Put that in your pipe.
Cut that off.
And I got a box score in front of me.
And finally, well, oh, yes, sir. And in van, 2-1. Well, oh, Yozer and his band of brownie blues went into those wannabe North Stars barn and stole a sneaky sneaker right out from under those green and red clad goons. The cheeky Czech Sobotski put the kibosh on the KHL and caught a red eye out of Putin's playground and joined our proud pound plowsers just in time to put a blistering whisker trisket past old Doobsy through the side window where mama boyfriend sneaks out when dad gets home early. The slithering snake bore the brunt of a bukkake of blast. Can you say that?
And blisters.
He used his pincers to prevent a plethora of prickly pucks from passing into the pen. That was until old Parisi took a penalty pass from Quasi and pushed the puck past Allen, who tried sliding over like old Nixie into a local newscaster's DMs. But Ed C. crashed the cage late in the extra stands and fired a blazing biscuit to the back of the barn. 52 shots are super, but it's better to score goals. Jake the Snake is like Jackie because he ain't got no hole. That's from D'Angelo Hopkins, and I think it goes on and out without saying that he just came in right at the end, Jennings, and he shipped it.
Indeed, no question. Hit that bell, Bedfred. Thank you.
And that's the winner of the Hot Shots email of the day.
Strong.
And he says, P.S. in the race to four wins, Blues have won, Wild zero. Jake the Snake saved our asses, but Tim is still my hero. That's what we have. You wanted a gong on that
one.
It's
a gong and a bell.
I already put the thing away.
There it is. Congratulations right there. Danny Schwartz, insurance agency.
Hey, the Schwartz be with you.
Lemming's Lunch is the prize. Congratulations to D'Angelo Hopkins. Outstanding work on the Hot Shots email today. Get a Lemming's Lunch at Hot Shots and support the sponsors. Hot Shots, the sponsor of email of the day, and where they give away or they sell you Lemming's Lunch, and we give away Lemming's Lunches for winning the email of the day. Frank's up next. It's the Lion's Choice. Famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Nobody suspended today. No Right Business Products pen needed when there's no suspensions. It's time for us to shut it down. For the Plow Wild, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Jennings Randolph Jr., and for Doug Vaughn, and for Ben Fredrickson, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan, and this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.